I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up next. And this week, the Portuguese tradition of preserving quince. Here's Elspeth Hay.
Luisa Azencott of Chatham had been looking for local quince for years. When she finally found a basket of the firm, light green fruits at the Orleans Farmers Market, she was thrilled.
I'm Portuguese originally, yeah. And this is what we do in the fall. We pick quince and we jelly it, and then we keep it all winter long.
Azencott moved to Washington, D.C. from Lisbon, Portugal in the 80s. And in the city, she had no trouble finding quince. But when she moved to the Cape, she was surprised to find that in New England, the fruit is pretty rare.
Every household in Portugal gets a couple of quince, gets a big pot. In this case, I'm only getting three. But it's a big pot, measures the sugar, syrups the whole thing. You know, it's a tradition. And then puts it in bowls, a little parchment paper, puts it out on the window to dry, and that's it.
So it's harder than a jelly?
Much harder. You can actually put it on a bowl and then unmold it, and it comes out round. It's beautiful.
The flavor of quince is acidic, almost floral. And when the flesh is cooked, it turns a deep pink color that makes a beautiful jelly. Most people eat the preserve plain in thick slices, with bananas for dessert or with cheese as a snack.
Because this is a tradition from a poor country. So in winter, there was no supermarkets that where you can go get other fruits. So you'd have bitter oranges and this. So you'd keep it as your fruit for the winter. And that's the tradition, and that's how I was brought up.
Azencott thinks it's an important tradition to keep alive, especially today, when so many people are trying to relearn the practice of eating locally and in season.
Because if you get these traditions back, this is what people will buy.
Right.
And understand that eating strawberries in December, it's weird.
Azencott doesn't have a recipe for her quince preserve. She says how much sugar she adds each year depends on the sweetness and acidity of the fruit. But she does have a few recommendations for how to make a good batch. You can find those on our website, along with links to other recipes for the preserve. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We couldn't find anyone growing quince commercially on Cape Cod. That batch at the Orleans Farmers Market came from Westport, and we've got a list of farms in southeastern Massachusetts that grow quince. Just go to our website. That's at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison, and we produce it here at Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.